Friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. Merry Christmas to you as we continue the celebration of our Lord's birth with these words from Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is, I got verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before the nations. This is God's word. Please be seated. Do you feel a bit of a letdown after Christmas? Apparently you're not alone. I found a website that had 10 ways to cure the post-Christmas letdown. And there was a Peanuts comic strip that has Charlie Brown walking past Lucy's psychiatric help booth, you know, Lucy's help for 5 cents. And Lucy is in this foul, grumpy mood, and she pulls in Charlie Brown, and she just lays into him. And then in the last two panels of the comic strip, Charlie Brown says, "Boy, what a crabby psychiatrist." To which Lucy responds, as only Lucy can, "Well, we doctors have our post-Christmas letdowns too, you know." The post-Christmas letdown. Do you feel it? Kind of a strange hollowness after Christmas, after all of the anticipation, all the celebrating, all of the gathering, then comes that big letdown. I don't know, maybe we just can't help it. You know, we always like to think that this world's most holly jolly experiences are somehow going to fulfill us, at least for a little while, but it never seems that they do. But instead, now the tree has to be taken down. That tree we picked out so carefully has to be taken down and out to the curb. Or the lights have to come down. The decorations have to be put away. Church attendance is back to normal, or maybe even less than normal, because I guess people seem to think that they got enough church for a while in some of the Christmas services. What a letdown. And yet God's word today will have none of that. But the very first words of Scripture that we hear on this first Sunday after Christmas are these let-down, busting words of the prophet Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. And in the Hebrew, it's even more emphatic than that. In the Hebrew, it's more like this. Joyfully, I will rejoice in the Lord. Just when you're feeling that post-Christmas letdown, God's word would have you standing on your pews and dancing with jubilation. If you weren't Lutheran. But rather than that letdown, Christ's coming lets us celebrate Christmas every day. Listen again. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Or more emphatically, I will joyfully rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. You know, if these words sound familiar to you, it might be because we read this same scripture just 2 weeks ago. And kudos to you if you were paying close enough attention to catch that. The difference is that 2 weeks ago, of course, we were looking forward to Christmas. Now we're looking back on Christmas Day, and yet the Scripture is the same Scripture. I shall joyfully rejoice. I shall exult. It's elation. It's jubilation. That's the tone and the tenor of these days after Christmas. This is a jubilant time for jubilance. Scripture readings. In this text, Isaiah goes on to say the bride is a bridegroom getting himself decked for the big day. A bride is putting on her jewels. The wedding is coming up. Even the earth itself, the garden, is sprouting with eager anticipation. Everyone can hardly wait. That's what Advent feels like. Like when we joyfully rejoice in the anticipation of a happy wedding. But then, just like that, the wedding and the party are over. And the parents kind of slump down in their chairs, exhausted and wistful about their babies being all grown up and gone from it forever from their upstairs bedroom. And the wedding guests, they wake up the next morning after all the fun and all the partying and all the free booze, and it's back to the grind again, another day of real life. And even the newlyweds themselves quickly discover that marriage is not all a party. They have a lot to learn. There's a lot of effort that they have to put into their marriage. That's what the days after Christmas feel like. When you learn that your troubles did not take a holiday, that the bills are coming due like they always do, and that it's back to real life again. What a letdown. Let our gladness have no end. We're going to sing that later in our service. Let our gladness have no end. But you know, it does kind of feel like gladness has come to an end. For all of the effort that we put into making these the happiest days we possibly could, nothing has really changed. All the gossiping, the profanity, the backbiting, the bickering, the old grudges, the ruptured relationships, they're all still there. And maybe it's even worse because we were together this Christmas. Yet God's word could not be more clear to us. I will joyfully rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. Do you hear that? This is not just an Advent, Christmas is coming kind of text. This is the Sunday after Christmas text too. Christ has come. God has done something utterly amazing. He has clothed us with the garments of salvation. He has covered us with the robe of Jesus' righteousness, the best clothing we got for Christmas this year and every year. And because God has done that, now we joyfully rejoice. This party is not over, not by a long shot. It has hardly even gotten started. Remember Tom Hanks in the movie A League of Their Own? He plays the coach of a woman's baseball team. And in this one game, there was this one woman who had a particularly bad inning defensively. And she comes off of the field, and Tom Hanks, playing the coach, gets right in her face, and he starts screaming at her, yelling at her, nose to nose, about what a terrible job she had done on the field. And the lady starts to cry. And he says, "What? You're going to cry now?" And he goes back, and he comes back. "So you're going to cry?" He says, "There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball." Well, church, there is no letdown in Christmas either. Not if you celebrated it for what it really is. Yeah, if you celebrate Christmas primarily for the family get-togethers and the gift exchanges and the big meals and all the trappings, sure, there's going to be a letdown because it's so soon over, and maybe it was less than perfect. It's never perfect, is it? And it always comes to an end. Unless you are celebrating God's perfect gift. And in that case, there is no letdown in Christmas because this gift is perfect and it never stops giving. The Savior has come. Christ has adorned His bride, that's us, with the one jewel of great price. The good news of the Christmas gospel, that God bears goodwill toward us. That He has put upon us the royal robe of righteousness, the forgiveness of our sins, spun for us by Jesus on the cross. There is no letdown in Christmas. We are decked with the garments of salvation. We have eternal life in heaven bestowed upon us in our baptism, and it's Christmas every day. This past July, ABC News reported on a family of treasure hunters from Sanford, Florida, the Schmidt family. And the report began this way: "The holidays are a lucky time for a treasure hunting family from Sanford, Florida." And the report went on to describe how on Labor Day of 2013, This family found this solid gold chain, and you see a picture there, over 60 feet long in the waters off of the coast of Fort Pierce, Florida. And then on Memorial Day of this year, they found a golden religious artifact, just beautiful, that had been lost in the Atlantic Ocean for over 300 years. And all of this gold from a fleet of Spanish ships that had been sunk in a storm in 1715. What a find! And yet that is nothing compared to the gold that we strike every day when the jewels of Christ, the rich garments of His forgiveness and righteousness, are put upon us and are delivered to us in His Word and Sacrament, and we don't even have to go searching for it, but He hands it to us and says, "Here, here it is, take it. It's for you, for you." And when we fess up to our mess ups, and when we confess to God our gossiping, our bitter words, our bickering, our betrayal of loved ones, our grudges, we hear the absolution like we did this morning, and we are once again washed clean in the blood of the Babe of Bethlehem, the gift that never stops giving. "You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord," says Isaiah, "a royal diadem in the hands of your God." There is no letdown in Christmas, but a Savior is born to us, and it's Christmas every day. I love the way today's Old Testament reading fits in with the Gospel. You think about Isaiah's words, "I shall joyfully rejoice in the Lord," and then you think about old Simeon, who was waiting all of his life for Christmas. And then in our Gospel reading today, it finally happens. Mary and Joseph bring this baby to the temple. It's finally the moment that Simeon had waited for and anticipated for years. Do you think he was joyful that day? Do you think he was exultant in the Lord? It was a day of elation and of jubilation for Simeon. And he takes that gift of God into his arms and says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Do you detect any letdown in Simeon's words? Any Christmas letdown? Do you detect a letdown in his words because the mighty Savior of this cosmos is just a common child of common people from a common town? Do you detect any post-Christmas letdown in Simeon's words because the King of this universe is wrapped in rags instead of a satin monogrammed onesie? Do you detect any letdown in Simeon's words because the Creator and the Lord of this life is totally unrecognized by everybody else? No, there is no letdown for Simeon or for anyone else who celebrates Christmas for what it is, for the gift that God has given to us in the birth of His Son. So in Christ, all of life is a season of Advent, of eager anticipation of the coming of Jesus Christ again. And in Christ, every day is Christmas. Because in Christ, in His first coming, we have been clothed with the garments of God, of salvation. And that is jubilation. There is no letdown in Christmas, because it's Christmas every single day. So once again, I wish you, in Christ, a very Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.